Welcome to Day 31 of Marchformers, and to cap it all off, we got Transformers Studio Series 86 Optimus Prime. This figure was a long time coming and we didn't even know it. My previous review, the Earthrise Optimus Prime, was considered to be the definitive Optimus Prime. It wasn't until this guy showed up where he completely dethroned Earthrise as the number one Optimus Prime figure done by Hasbro. And man, the reputation is well deserved. The painting and the sculpting on this figure is fairly reminiscent of the MP44 Optimus Prime. But unlike that figure, this one takes the complexity of the transformation and makes it more simple so that layman can actually transform it with ease. Despite all the panels and the flippings and whatever, like you're about to see, he's still a really relatively simple figure to transform, even if there is some complexity involved. However, one complaint I do have with the sculpting is the backpack. Like, look at this thing. Not only does he have the Quasimodo syndrome going on, but the backpack just looks so mangled and scratched up, almost like some tiger sliced it open. But back kibble aside, this figure is still amazing. And while the G1 head on this figure may not be accurate to the cartoon, I'm biased towards this head design, so honestly, I don't mind the sculpt. But if you care, there are upgrade kits to replace the head with a more movie-accurate/G1-accurate look at the head. Alright folks, you better sit your asses down, because we got a lot of accessories to cover. Not only does this figure come with a roller, the robot thing that repairs everything, and you can attach the robot onto the roller, two blast effect parts, an Energon axe, and the Ion Blaster. And here's a special bonus. You get these two fire effects that come into use in the truck mode. And if you don't need that, you can always put the fire effects in the bottom of this truck. That can also disassemble, but well, let's not talk about that. But yeah, he's got a lot of accessories. And on top of all that, the Matrix of Leadership. However, it's the same one that we've been using for the past 4 years. I'm not necessarily complaining that much, but come on, Hasbro, can we at least get a new Matrix? One that he can actually hold with these big-ass hands that he's got going on? In terms of articulation, this figure is the prime of all primes. Ball joint at the head? Can look up that far, look down that far. The antennas can move, but don't brute force it, otherwise you'll break them. Rotation at the arm. Arm moves out. Bicep swivel. Bend at the elbow. Backwards bend, but that's more for the transformation. Wrist swivel. Individually articulated fingers, but one index finger and the rest are completely conjoined. Waist swivel. The skirts can move up to accommodate leg articulation, so it can move up that far, move back that far. Beautiful spread. Thigh swivel. Semi-double bend at the knee. No up, but definitely down at the ankle. And of course, if you can... Can you get a pivot? Yes, you can! A super sexy ultimate pivot. Poseability is still a whole new level of articulation. While it may not be on the level of third-party figure Optis Pexis, this figure is still fun to pose around, and you can get a lot of dynamic poses with this guy. Here's Marvel Legends Amazing Fantasy 60th Anniversary Spider-Man, 1000 Toys Halo Infinite Master Chief, and the SH Figure Arts Dragon Ball Z Broly. Megatron must be stopped, no matter the cost. I'm sorry, folks, but I had to skip the transformation because it was going over the time limit, and you can't really edit that footage and then go back to shooting. That's just not how it works on TikTok. But hey, I'll work out some editing skills next year. Maybe. And here we have the truck mode, and my god, this truck mode is so amazing. I love how big the trailer is, I love how it's actually accurate to the cartoon, and frankly, this truck mode is even more show accurate, and more specifically, movie accurate. And speaking of movie accuracy, bring out the flame effects from the trailer, and bam! You can recreate one of the most iconic shots from the movie, where he's blasting into the air, and transforming into robot mode, and going to town on the Decepticons in a final battle against Megatron. Spider-Man, Master Chief, and Broly. Overall, this figure is arguably the best thing that Hasbro has ever put out. Although I do have my complaints with the figure, like the very loose and hard-to-tab-in smokestacks, and the back cable that's just completely mauled beyond repair. Even with those nitpicks aside, this figure is still the best representation of Optimus Prime from an official toy line. If you want to get this guy for yourself, I highly recommend you do so. Right now, he's available everywhere else online, so you better snatch him up while you still can. Although he comes at a hefty price, I promise you, it's worth every bang for your buck. And that concludes the first annual March Formers. We hope to see you next year, and I might actually review other figures on this channel, so be on the lookout. And don't forget to be on the lookout for a completed version of the entire March Formers on YouTube. It'll have everything that I've reviewed for the past month, along with better editing skills and stuff that I couldn't film on TikTok under the 10-minute run, including a transformation sequence for Studio Series Optimus Prime and other potential figures that I had to skip. Thank you all for watching, and I'll catch you all on the flip side.